on, ladies. Let's get quizzy.
Welcome along. This is the Girly Quiz, once a week on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Myself and Aisling quiz Dave on all things feminine and girly.
Yeah, every category is up for grabs here and Dave needs to get three questions right in order to win the week. But sure, it's a piece of you-know-what because he gets two bloody lifelines as well.
The two lifelines, sorry, don't mean a lot. When you lose last week.
Yeah,
I got so zero last week. Do you know how this is like probably the most nervous I've ever been for the Girly Quiz because last week was, I suppose it shouldn't be because I can't get worse than last week, but what would be very, very bad is another lose.
If you got 2 zeros in a row, I think it would be an all-time low and you would be destroyed.
This is how I know I'm getting nervous. Look at my doodle sheet.
Yeah, the doodle sheet's out of control.
It's out of control.
I think I just drew a door handle. Okay, so two lifelines as Aisling said. One is the simplify option. One is your phone female and Megan's there. Morning, Megan.
Morning, Megan. Megan, thank you very much for helping me out. I appreciate you.
Thanks, darling. We'll be back to you in no time, no doubt. And just to say as well, we'd like to give a little warning if there's young ears in the car. It is the Girly Quiz. We talk about all things feminine. We are wonderly creatures. And you never know what Dave might cough up. So just keep your hand on the dial in case it goes into uncharted waters at any stage, okay? Are we all good?
Nope.
Is everyone in the room but Dave good?
I'm fantastic. Yeah, I love this.
Are you listening good? Great, let's go. Dave, question one in the Girly Quiz this week.
It's been a while since I got a question where I'm like, I know it immediately.
I think you're going to know this.
Here's hope. Come on.
Well, we don't know. What's micellar water?
No, damn it.
Come on, think about it.
I think
micellar water.
I do know this,
and I think the reason I know this is because I think it was a question like a year ago on the Girly Quiz.
There was a question
about micellar water.
Yeah, but it micellar wasn't water exactly that question.
Is what you use on like cotton pads to take off your makeup. I'm pretty sure it's like I'm pretty sure it can come in a clear bottle. Sometimes it says like, I don't know, Garnier or something like that on it. I'm just picturing what I like from like ex-girlfriends and stuff. I feel like I've seen like bottles of Garnier pink, and I think that's micellar water. I think you put it on a pad and I think it wipes off the makeup. That's what I'm thinking.
It's not a drink.
No, it's definitely not a drink. Micellar water is makeup remover.
No need to keep you hanging. It's absolutely correct.
Let's go.
Well done. The mojo is back. Fair play to you.
Last time we asked about micellar water, we asked you to spell the word micellar.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. This isn't a spelling bee.
You love spelling bees.
I do, but
do
only words that I can
get
spell.
Get a hook into our planning meetings. Every single time we have a planning meeting, Dave goes, can we do a spelling bee on the show? Anybody up for a spelling bee? Love a spelling bee.
No, Dave.
He's obsessed.
We're not doing
bees.
A spelling bee.
But that's only because I don't know how to spell micellar.
Okay.
M-Y-S-E-L-E-R?
M-I-C-E-L-L-A-R.
Wrong.
All right. Luckily, that wasn't the question for
Thank
today.
Thank God for that.
Question number two, Dave. Two lifelines remaining. What's another word for an emery board?
An emery board? Oh, like a cheese board. An emery board. Is it emery or is it M or E?
Emery. E-M-E-R-Y.
E-M-E-R-Y. Emery.
This really is like a spelling bee.
I'm getting my way. I'm turning, just slowly but surely turning the show.
And how
do you spell that? Could you use that in a sentence, please? Oh, could I say that? Could I ask you to use emery board in a sentence,
I will.
Please?
What's another word for an emery board?
Yes, Ash.
I have absolutely no idea. I got a phone. I got a call in the troops, I think.
All right, Megan, you're on. How are you?
Megan, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
I got 30 seconds on the clock and I am begging you to tell me what the hell an emery board is.
It's a nail file.
Oh, okay. So that is, if I just say the word nail file to Aisling and Emma right now, am I going to get the question correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of how it works.
Well, like sometimes it could be.
Is this your first time playing?
I can't remember the question. And I just thought it was something about what's an emery board, but what was the question? What's another word?
What's another word for an emery board?
Okay. So,
and what did Megan say?
She said a nail file, so I'm going to say a nail file.
Megan and Dave, you are absolutely right.
Let's go. Yes. And how would you spell emery board?
All right, Megan, you smashed it. Thank you very much, darling.
Thank you, Megan.
Okay, thank you.
Easy one, wasn't it, Megan?
It was. Too easy.
Yeah, okay. We need to relax now.
It wasn't too easy.
Cheers, gal. Have a great day.
See you, Megan. Have a great day.
Do you know
Thank you. Bye.
Emma didn't actually know what an emery board was.
If 50% of the women on this show don't know the answer to a question.
Callum knew what it was.
And our boss Nick knew what it was.
I've never heard of an emery board.
Neither have I. I thought it sounded like something mystic, like Mystic Meg. You know? Anyway, we crack on. You're doing well.
Two for two.
You still have your Simplify, and we're on to question number three. Dave, we need three on this. Name three ways a woman can naturally induce labour.
I know this one.
Brilliant.
You know three immediately.
I know two.
Give us the two you know then.
The first one.
You can say it, by the way. There's no issue.
Sex.
Yeah, I knew you'd say it like that.
I knew you'd say it like that.
Fine. Sex.
David, it's only 8:43 in the morning. We're so sorry about him.
Do you have the hand on the dial? Good. Sex.
Turn it down, parents.
He always does this weird thing where he goes, sex.
I'm looking out for the parents in the car. My mate listens to this show with his kid in the car.
Thanks. Not anymore, he doesn't. Right, go on. That's one out of three.
Ashley turned into such a bitch on this.
Yeah, she has. Number two.
Brings out so much anger.
This is why you shouldn't put women in power.
Number two.
Big joke. You should.
Do you want to know the answers?
Yeah, go on.
Indian food.
What?
Back off. Shut up.
Indian food.
Indian food.
Indian food.
Locked in. One more.
AKA spicy food.
I don't know. I don't know the other one. I'd imagine if you wanted to come out like in my, like a trampoline, like a what do you call a pogo stick type of thing.
Probably not recommended, I'd say, but yeah, okay.
Probably not.
Indian food. And
give us one more for the win. Go on, you got this.
Yeah, don't use your Simplify on this. Come on.
Okay. I gotta say exercise. Or stretching. Stretching might be a good one. Maybe reading it a story. Maybe massage. There's so many that it could be. I'm going to go with exercise.
Final answer.
Final answer, exercise. Yeah! Oh, I'm buzzing.
Well done.
Oh, thank God.
Fair play. Fair play.
You know, look at that.
Some of the others you could have had were drinking raspberry tea, acupuncture, you love that, eating dates or pineapple, and
and you know what's so funny? Dave Moore from Today FM, we asked him this question yesterday as he walked by to see if he'd know. When we gave him the answers, he said, well, if David Hammond goes on air tomorrow and says nipple stimulation, he needs to retire from Girly Quiz. Here and now.
It's the Girly Quiz. Makeup, nails and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.